Well, gentlemen, it is very late now, and I've had a number of Peronis. But as I'm not a young man, then all through my life, I've watched, I've listened, and I've always tried to find the reasons why humans, especially femmes, do the things they do. But unfortunately, I've come to the conclusion, after all this time, that I really didn't think I'd come to. Sure, femmes are illogical, and they live in fantasy land. They use their emotions to actually think. Logic doesn't apply. But there's something else I've seen many times, including one of my femon family members. And there's only one word I can use to describe it, and that is evil. Because when somebody does something that they get no benefit from, and all that happens is pain and anguish for somebody else, then the person that actually caused that can only really be called evil, can't they? If there's no advantage or gain monetary to be had, then all there is the enjoyment of watching somebody suffer. So I've got to say it, that a lot of femmes have evil lurking inside them that will come to the surface one time, or maybe many times. There are some countries in the world that keep femmes under different type of rules. And their country is calm, no chaos. There's rules and regulations. There's order. And the people's quality of life is good. I'm not talking about Iran. You figure it out. Take a look at the Western world and the European world today. Chaos, drama, mostly everything's broken. That's because femmes have been given free rein. They've infiltrated mostly everything and have destroyed the fabric of society. But they're not only a destructive force to men and people around them, they're a destructive force to themselves as well, because femmes' lives are being destroyed as well. And I believe it's a bit too late for the Western world to recover, because it's gone far too woke, weak. And nature always has one rule: the strong will survive. Maybe it's nature's test. I know nature created weaker animals and stronger animals, prey and predators, but I guess it also created evil. Man is a predator, but nature gave man compassion, which made him a thinking predator. Femmes in today's world are lost. When they think they've broken free from the patriarchy, which never was, what do? Well, they act like men. But femmes have no morality or compassion. They're greedy and selfish. And more in today's world, they're alone. And until the femmes start acting like decent human beings, and like adults, it should remain that way. Good night, gentlemen.